Okay, hello, hello, it's Rocket in here, your podcaster. So, the one that I did yesterday was the last one from the 1970s. I started in the 1960s. Late 1960s, I podcasted Rexford A. Bristol's stamp history of the first day issue of a stamp, and I finished the 1960s. I just had a few from the 1970s, and then now I am on the 1971. So let me start before I started to get emotional because it is moving forward. So this one is January 19, 1971, and the stamp is all about first day of issue, America's Wool, W-O-O-L. So there you go. Now let me go back to the letter. January 19, 1971, Mr. G. Lobriere, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70807. Dear Mr. Lobriere, throughout history, as a source of food and clothing, sheep have played a vital role in the mass migration of people. This first day cover, and he parentheses the first day cover commemorates the arrival of domestic sheep in North America 450 years ago. Just how long ago it was that the native sheep arrived is a matter of considerable speculation. Second paragraph. Out of more than 200 breeds of sheep in the world, only about 30 are commercially significant. Best known perhaps is the, okay, I cannot pronounce this, so bear with me. It's ubiquitous merino, which originated in Spain around the 12th century, arriving there undoubtedly from Morocco, North America. The merino very likely accompanied the Spanish explorers to our shores. Next paragraph. Other breeds include Rambouillet, Chabot, Hampshire, Dorset, Shropshire, Romanov. Wow, new words that I just learned, and I am going to Google it after I finish this letter. Let's not forget either that coveted source of exquisite black lambskin fur, caracul. Sheeps are not prized, however, solely for fur. These softly curled or crisp fleeces provide another versatile clothing material, wool. Sheep, too, are valued for meat, leather, milk. For example, Roquefort cheese made from sheep milk is one of France's better known exports. Next paragraph. But in international trade, it is wool that dominates. Here at Foxboro, we have engaged in energetic research over the years to help wool producers improve product quality. Most recently, a big forward step was achieved by our advanced cost-cutting Foxboro system for O3 batch control computer system, now busily at work within the textile industries. Last paragraph. The domestication of sheep is lost in antiquity, thought in all probability to have occurred during the Mesolithic or New Stone Age, 10,000 to 6,000 BC. Notwithstanding, improvements in breeding and methods of treating wool fleeces continue. On this landmark anniversary occasion, we are very pleased to salute wool ranchers and researchers all over the world. Cordially, the Foxboro Company, Rexford A. Bristol Chairman Executive Committee. So this is my podcast for today, and thank you for listening, and come back again tomorrow. Bye.